felt constrained to leave them and did not call upon them. They understood that on some level I was rejecting them and were offended. They had befriended me and shared their bread and wine with me. Why then did I avoid them? Reliving the confused events of an afternoon as I wrote up my field notes became a wrenching chore. How could I record yet another exchange of insults, another bout of spitting, another discontinuous series of pecks and counterpecks? I began to block out sections of my notebook with the simple exclamation, "Chaos," which meant that the scene had flown out of perceptual control and I could no longer follow the flail of arms and fists and the twisted, wincing faces, the curses, the grunts, and the cries. Page 81. The Unconscious Persecution of Young Pasquale and His Near Martyrdom by Suicide were especially harrowing to witness. As an outside observer and as a privileged guest of the family, I was in no position to interfere. Other relatives.